Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Izzy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate has stated he will charge ratepayers for his flights to Milan so he can be a torchbearer in the upcoming Winter Olympics. Councillor Tate said in a statement he would be, quote, honoured to travel on behalf of the city to be involved in the torch relay. He added that the visit would also progress negotiations with sporting bodies regarding bringing events to the Gold Coast. The mayor is somewhat of a frequent flyer, having charged ratepayers over $100,000 for international travel in the past financial year.
Findings on a former Townsville mayor, Troy Thompson, have been released and disprove a string of claims made during his time in politics. According to the Queensland Crime and Corruption Commission, or CCC, Mr. Thompson misled voters on a number of personal claims, including his service in the Special Air Service Regiment, number of university degrees, and medical history. It was found that the former mayor was never a member of the Special Air Service Regiment and only ever served in the Army Reserves, despite his statements. There was also no evidence found that backs the claims he is a survivor of esophageal cancer, has 2 university degrees, or that he was ever diagnosed or sufferer of epilepsy. The CCC's investigation has not led to criminal charges, but spurred discussion of reforms for truthful conduct by candidates. Mr. Thompson responded to the findings, saying that, quote, "I have not conducted any misconduct or criminal offence. I have said this from day one, and the facts now support that position."
In national news, former Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce will sit on the crossbench as an independent MP, having quit the National Party yesterday. Joyce cited a breakdown in communication between him and the National Party leadership as a key reason for his departure, stating he had been relegated to the ejection seat on the backbench. Having first been elected in 2004 as a National Party senator, Joyce said in his resignation speech that he remained open to a Senate run under One Nation. Nationals leader David Littleproud said he was disappointed by Mr. Joyce's decision, stating, quote, "The Nationals have supported Barnaby through tough times, including during his darkest moments."
The head of Queensland's Child Safety Inquiry, Commissioner Paul Anastio QC, has questioned the department's following of legislation after issues surrounding the preferred permanency options for children in care. After a senior manager claimed that department orders were not followed in practice, Commissioner Anastio QC said that he, quote, might need to subpoena files from the department. Currently under the laws, child safety workers are required to follow a specific order of principles when organising permanency for children, beginning with care by the family and ending with adoption or long-term guardianship. Regional Director Corrine Porter said that the requirements to satisfy long-term guardianship to another person can be, quote, very high. According to the Commissioner, this ultimately positions the department to choose arrangements for the child, quote, as it see fit, end quote, whilst potentially increasing the number of children in state care and relying on the residential care model.
In international news, arrests have been made following the Wang Fuk Court housing complex fire in Hong Kong. The fire, which rapidly spread across the residential complex, resulted in the deaths of at least 83 people, with 250 people still missing. Director of Fire Services Andy Yung Yang Kin said the usage of flammable materials both inside and on the exterior of the buildings had contributed to the fire's rapid spread. Hong Kong police have confirmed 2 directors and a consultant for the construction company have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, given the suspected role of bamboo scaffolding in the fire's intensity.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 33, so we're not getting much reprieve from the sauna level temperatures of late. The fire danger is moderate across the state and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band, so make sure you're wearing your sunscreen. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.